Huntsville Station, Chris on Space Ground 2. Two questions for you.
Huntsville's with you on 2. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, good morning. One question was about my veggie work later today. I was wondering if there'd be any issue with getting started a little bit early on that. Not now, but probably in like an hour or so. I just wanted to check if that would be okay or if we need to wait for the team to assemble. And then the second question was about Worf. I know we're still Worf limited access, and I was wondering if you guys want us to call you before Open 8 this weekend or if you're not planning on doing any commanding on it this weekend.
And Chris, I have good news on both accounts. We believe we can support an early start for veggie in about an hour or so. And additionally, we have no planned commanding for the war, so you're free to access.
Copy all. Free to access, and go to start veggie in about an hour or so. I'll give you guys a call before I get started. And I'm totally flexible on that. If it doesn't work out, absolutely no stress. I'm happy to do it per timeline. Thanks.
Station 2 for a housekeeping.
Station, go ahead.
Yeah, if you could deactivate smoke detectors in node 3, node 1, and the airlock, that would be awesome.
Copy, Sophie. You want deactivation of smoke detectors on node 3, node 1, and airlock in work.
Thank you very much.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie. Smoke detectors for Node 3, Node 1, and airlock are inhibited.
Thank you very much. Station Sophie and 2 for housekeeping.
Sophie, go ahead.
You can reactivate Node 1, Node 3, and airlock smoke detectors. Thank you.
Copy. In work. And Space to Ground 2 for smoke detectors. Please be advised that we have re-enabled smoke detectors on Node 3, Node 1, and the airlock.
Thank you.
Station Huntsville, Space to Ground 2 for Chris and Veggie at your convenience.
Huntsville, Chris is with you on 2.
Chris, we heard you wanted to get started a little early, so we are ready when you are, and I have some big pictures and some AOS, LOS, deltas when you're ready to start.
Sounds good. I was thinking of picking up in about 10 minutes or so, but I'm happy to take those deltas now if you got them.
Sounds great. So big picture today, this is the standard watering that we've been doing, but we're also adding in some troubleshooting to try and help plants that aren't growing as well maybe do a little bit better. So this is going to entail beyond the watering and the photography, rearranging the PGSs in different rows and taking some veggie light meter readings.
Okay, yeah, copy that. That makes sense.
Okay, so within about 7.5 minutes or so, we have a big LOS coming up. And during the LOS, we want you to complete the photography and the watering of veggie 1, said locker 1. If there's an LOS, hold off on watering veggie locker 3 and instead move to the PGS row swapping and light meter readings for veggie locker rod. Big picture, anything we can do anything with locker 1 in the LOS and we want locker 3 in AOS.
Okay, yep, that makes sense to me, so I will press with locker 1 for all of the steps during the LOS, but hold off on locker 3 until AOS.
You got it. And the final thing is that step 2.9 has an if statement if some of them are not growing. We believe this is going to apply to PGS-5. That one isn't doing as well. And the if statement calls out ProSan wipes and forceps that are not in your stowage note. And I have that location for you to find them when you're ready to copy.
Ready to copy.
Columbus Aft 1 Juliet 2, 1.0 CTB 5. 227.
Okay, I can find those items. That was ProSan wipes and one other thing in Columbus Aft 1, Juliet 2, 1.05227.
Good readback, and the other item is going to be forceps.
Copy, ProSan and forceps. Columbus Aft 1, Juliet 2, 1.05227.
You got it, that's all I have. So we're ready for you to get started whenever you want to.
Sounds good. I'll hop into it shortly.
Station Huntsville, Space to Ground 2 for Chris and Veggie. We see that water that you're showing us. You're going to dry it up with a dry wipe.
This copy's on 2 and Wilco. And do you want me to continue with 30 mLs for all of these? All of these non-labeled ones?
And Chris will reduce it down to 20.
Copy. I'll do 20 mLs for all subsequent ones.
Station Huntsville, Space to Ground 2 for Chris and gardening.
Add on 2 for Chris.
Chris, we're loving to watch how your garden's growing up there. And for watering, we have a little bit of a go-back, and we're going to use your judgment on it. So we want them all to have about 20. However, our thoughts are some of these bigger ones that you're showing may need closer to the 30. So put the 20 milliliters in and then slowly watch it, and as it bubbles to the top, if it starts to seep up, and we don't want the pooling, but then you can stop at that point. So we think the bigger ones will need closer to 30, the smaller ones closer to 20, and I see you nodding.
Yeah, copy all. I was actually just going to ask that, because certainly the aerite or whatever the material is in here looks a lot drier on this one than it did on the first one. Yeah, I'll top up number 2, which I only gave 20 to, and maybe give out a few more, and then I'll report what I give to each of these moving forward.
Sounds great.
Then station Jack on to good morning, good afternoon. Looking for some smoke detector on standby in the lab, and no 2 for housekeeping, please.
Good day to you, Jack. We copy lab and node 2. We will put that in work and let you know when that is in place.
Thank you, Kyle, sir.
Station Houston on 2 for Jack. Smoke detection is inhibited in lab and node 2.
I'm getting into the Sears vacuuming then. Thank you, sir.
Huntsville, Chris on 2. I was able to get 30 mLs into number 3, and I went back and added an additional 10 to number 2, so that number 2 has a total of 30 mLs as well.
We copy.
Huntsville, Chris on 2. Did you say you had some additional troubleshooting actions for, chamber number 5 and others, or just continue on?
And, Chris, yes. So in the procedure, in step 2.9, there's an if statement. And so what we're big picture, we're going to gently try to open up the wick more using the forceps.
Copy that, Wilco. And I did find some forceps. They were in the veg tool set. I just want to make sure those ones are good to use.
Those are good to use. And then once you open them up, those forceps get wiped down with and cleaned with the Pro Sand wipes between the PGSs if others need it. Copy, thumbs up. And Chris, one addition, once you get that opened up with the forceps, we'd like a report from you of what you see inside the wick. Copy them up.
And Huntsville, I think the procedure has me watering number 5. Do you want me to water it before I open up the paper or take a look first?
Chris, take a look first. Copy them up.
Huntsville, Chris on 2 for growth system 5. Opening up the papers on the Charlie side, I see what looks like a little bit of evidence of like some plant roots growing sort of like towards the top of the growth system chamber, but not, just sort of like a little few little white tendrils. On the one on the alpha side, I don't really see much. I see something that might look like the opening of like a pod of some sort, but yeah, I don't really see much in that one.
Okay, we copy. And Chris, we'll take any pictures if you're able to get them there. It's a little hard to see that on the camera, but we appreciate the report and your go to add the water to it.
Copy, and we'll go. So Chris on 2 for plants. I have managed to get 30 mLs into all the plants subsequent to that first one where it overflowed a little bit, so I was going to continue with 30. I also wanted to report for number 8. It does look like a couple of the leaves are sort of shriveled up and felt a little bit like dry and crackly. These were the ones that were kind of tangled with one of the adjacent plants, and I think were also pushed up against the top of the light system.
We copy. Station Huntsville, Space Ground 2 for Chris and watering.
Again,
Chris, those plants are growing so well that if you think 30 milliliters isn't enough, like we're not seeing the bubbling up towards the top, you are go to apply up to 10 more and see if that helps it. We trust your judgment on what these plants need.
Okay, yeah, copy. I do think, especially the last two I did, could probably take some more. Let me finish with number 9 and then revisit numbers 7 and 8 and see if I can give them a little bit extra. I do think that that makes sense.
Sounds good, though.
Huntsville, Chris on 2. 9, 8, 4, and 3, I've each given up to a total of 40 mLs of 1 or 2. Everything else has gotten 30, except for number 1, which I gave 32 and but had to dab a little bit of the bops off.
We copy.
Let's spill Chris on 2 for veggie.
Go for veggie.
Yeah, so plant growth systems 10 and 11 and 12 all seem to easily take 40 mLs with no bubbling out of the top, so I gave them 40. Did you want me to look, I realize just one go back, so we did an investigation of growth system 5. Did you want me to take a look at, looks like one of the pouches in number 1 is not growing super high. Did you want me to take the forceps and sort of spread those out and take a look there? Looks like there's a little bit of growth there, but not, you know, not a, the plant is not thriving.
Chris, we love that idea. We'll take the inspection of number 1 as well.
And Huntsville, Chris, on 2. I've completed all for veggie locker 1. Do you want to see anything else on those or move on to locker 3?
Stand by, Chris, for chat. And Chris, Huntsville's back with you. We're about to hit a KU LOS here in a few minutes. So our thoughts are to have you go ahead and do everything we need to do with locker 1, and then we'll just start fresh on locker 3. So that would be swapping their positions per step 4, doing the veggie light meters on locker 1, and then that should be enough time to get through the LOS. We'll pick up on 3. Copy, thumbs up.
Yep, copy all. I'll press with all the steps for locker 1 then. And I did have one additional report. I was looking at some of the leaves. It looks like growth system 12, and also a little bit on 1 and on 6. A couple of the leaves have just a little bit of yellowing around the edges. Just thought I'd pass an eye. I took some pictures of it. But I'll continue on with the additional steps for locker 1.
And Chris, we copy. Yeah, we did talk a little bit down here if we wanted to do any pruning or trimming, and we don't. We are talking internally here, though, at the end if we're going to change the base plate position, but we'll have more details once you get to the end. Copy, thumbs up.
At Huntsville, just one quick confirmation on step 4. I'm just going to swap them front to back, so like 10 will go into position 1, 1 will go to position 10, and then same thing for the middle rows, just front to back swap.
You got it. Affirm. Station Huntsville, Space Ground 2 for Chris and Veggie Light Meter Reading.
Yes.
Chris, we thought of something else here that we'd like if you're willing to do some extra troubleshooting for us or some data gathering. It's probably better to say, perfect, copy, thumbs up. So we're going to have you take the Veggie Light Meter Readings at the current position of the base plate. And then we talked about how we may want to change the base plate at the end to give these plants some more room to grow. So at the end, we're not going to set it to 16 inches. We're just going to set it such that it's at the max distance, so all the way down. And we'd like you to go ahead and do that and then take the readings again just so we can see the difference between the current position and the new position.
Copy all. I'll take measurements of the current base plate reading, and then we'll move it all the way down so it's basically all the way at the max extent, and I'll take some more readings there and report all of those to you.
Good read back. And, Chris, one more thing. I know you're listening there. Once you're done with the readings for locker 1, you're going to just do the light meter readings for locker 3. That can also be done in the LOS so that we can be done with the light meter in one step.
Copy all. And just to confirm for the light meter, you want the top of the light meter level with the top of the plant growth system? Is that kind of the positioning you were looking for?
Affirm.
And for locker 1, At the back right, it was 102.37, and at the back left, it was 108.17.
We copy.
On the front right, it's 86.42.
Copy.
Front left, 102.46.
And Chris, if you don't mind, we're going to add one more to the in the middle area.
Makes a lot of sense to me. I'll do that right now. 102.12, so varying around there as I, you know, kind of got leaves in my hands in and out of the way, but around 102.
We copy.
Okay, at full height at the back, I got 103. Tricky, I may have to wait till the bellows are up to kind of get it fully flat down on the back. It wants to keep tipping up on me. But 103.49 for the back right at full height.
We copy.
96.27 at the back left.
Copy.
80 even at the front right, and 95.34 at the front left.
We copy, and we'll take the middle one, and that should wrap this one up.
88.96 to the middle.
Copy. And Chris, just to clarify, make sure that I make sense to you, for this next locker, locker three, for the veggie light meters, we're going to keep the base plate at the 16 inches, so you'll just do one round of measurement, not the two.
This is still Chris on two. When I was adjusting the flex arms, the one on the left looks like the screw has become unscrewed from the flex arm to the plate. Do you want me to reattach that?
Yes, please.
And station jets on two, vacuum complete. Would you please re-enable smoke detectors in the lab and node two?
Copy all, Jack. We'll put that in work. Lab and node two will be coming back on.
Thanks. It's been fun watching Chris take deep breaths as our prime smoke detector, but I think he's ready to get back to work.
Human in the loop.
Huntsville, Chris on two for Veggie. Just a note, the way that these flex arms sort of are fixed only at the front of the tray, it makes it really doesn't want to sit flat at full extent, and I would say that the back plant growth chambers are probably a solid, 2 centimeters, maybe a centimeter closer to the, higher up than the front ones, just by how the plate wants to tilt. Try as I might, I can't quite get it to sit flat. I can try a little bit more, but it seems like that's kind of the natural position of it.
And Chris, we copy. We're talking it. And Chris, we do want to try to keep it as level as possible, so if you need to bring the back down or the front up, we trust your judgment to play with it.
Until Chris on two. I've gotten it pretty level, but it's probably about an inch above the lower veggie locker. If I try to get it the front fully down on the lower veggie locker, the back just keeps wanting to kick up. So I think I've gained us about 4 centimeters of extra growing room. I could give you a measurement at the end of this of where we actually ended up.
And Chris, that looks good for us. We'll take the measurement though when convenient.
Huntsville for light reader measurements for locker 3, back right, 16603.
Copy.
Back left, 14770.
Copy.
Front right, 126.16.
Copy.
Front left, 127.9.
Copy.
Middle is 205 even.
We copy all.
Huntsville, Chris on two. I'm ready to start with the watering and photographing of locker 3, if that works for you guys.
Works for us.
Just to confirm before I start watering, we're going to go 20 for the purple and blue and 30 for the others, stopping if we see bubbling out of the surface.
We concur.
Neil?
And Chris, you see that?
Yeah, I would say for the pocket on the 13 Charlie side, there doesn't appear to be any growth or anything.
Copy, copy.
I'm still Chris on a 2 for plant growth system 13. I stopped and only gained 20 mLs, and I started seeing a little bubbling out of the surface at 20.
Copy 20 for 13.
Huntsville for 14 on the alpha side where there's no growth. I don't see any obvious growth. I do see what appear to be some like little seeds sort of near the top of it, but I don't see any germination or anything like that on any of them.
We copy the report.
And for plant growth system 15 on the alpha side where there's no growth observed, I also see little what look like seeds, but doesn't look like there's any germination of them.
We copy.
Huntsville, Chris on 2, 20 mLs in chamber 15 before it started bubbling out of the top.
Copy, 20 mLs to number 15.
Huntsville, Chris on 2 for veggie. For the plant growth system 1-9-er, 19, on the alpha side where there's no growth, I saw, again, when I peeked in, I saw some seeds, but no evidence of any like germination of those seeds. Also, 19 has so far been the only one in locker 3 that has been able to take 30 mLs of water without any bubbling or just per procedure.
We copy the report.
Huntsville, Chris, on 2 for veggie. I just finished watering number 24. Number 24 also took 30 mLs, no problem. It could probably take more. Just wanted to ask on that.
Chris, you're good. Add more.
Okay, I gave a total of 40 mLs to plant growth system number 24. So now I am complete with the watering, and I'm going to switch their orders. Unless there's anything else you want me to take a look at on these ones.
You're go to swap the position. Station up still on 2 for Chris and Veggie. Once you get that position swapped, we have one more qualitative assessment we'd like from you before you button it up.
Yep, sure thing. I'm ready.
In locker 3, for the fan, are you able to feel that the fan is still running? It feels like it's running properly. We'd expect either with your hand or with a wipe of some kind, making sure that it's being pulled up towards the top of the locker.
Huntsville, Chris, on 2 for fan. I honestly didn't feel very much airflow in locker 3. I felt in locker 1 for comparison, and I feel a similar, very minimal amount of airflow in both of them. The fan setting on the veggie locker does say airflow low, which I think was what we had set it to originally. But I didn't really feel anything noticeable.
We copy and appreciate the report. And Chris, yeah, we do expect them to be low. We do appreciate you comparing locker 1 and 3 together. So we'll just take that data point.
Copy. Yeah, I didn't. I feel it with my like skin on my arm, and when I put the wipe there, the wipe kind of, I was expecting it to get drawn towards that vent in the center of the veggie locker, but it actually got kind of pulled like outwards towards the edge of the locker.
We copy.
Huntsville, Chris on 2. I think I'm finishing up here. I have a final distance measurement of 18.5 inches for locker 1. Locker 3 is going to stay at 16.
Good report. I think the last thing I owe you is where to put that ProStan wipe, and as you expected, it's going to be trashed.
Copy that. ProStan wipe in the trash. Thank you very much. Anything else I can do for you or the plants this fine Saturday?
Nothing.
Fantastic. Well, I'll get all cleaned up. Great working with you, and have a great rest of your weekend. Thank you.
Thanks. Chris, we have one quick go-back. Can you just make sure the curtain's not blocking any of the light caps? And Chris, that all looks good to us. Thanks for all your hard work today. We can call this complete. Happy, okay, and enjoy your long weekend.
Thank you very much. Have a good one.
Station 2 for question.
Sophie, go ahead on 2. This is Houston. I think you're calling Houston.
That's correct. I'm calling Houston. Thank you very much for entering. So I just changed the vacuum cleaner, the AC dry vacuum cleaner, debris bag. And just some clarification needed. In the task list, the execution note says that we should double Ziploc label so that it's going to go back to Earth for analysis, but the procedure, which is XCP, says that we should just trash it in common trash. So just if you could give me a hint on which one is the correct version. Thank you.
Okay, give us a few minutes to explore that one and copy the question.
Sure, no emergency, because it's Tempesto is on MWA, so take your time.
Wilco, thank you. Station Houston on 2 for Sophie and vacuum cleaner.
Sophie's with you on 2.
Common trash. We are good with common trash. Yeah, so feel free to throw that in the trash. And then while I've got you, if you can pass along to Jessica, we've got her UTS backup Yetive swap. We've got some time flexibility on that. So she can either call us, or I'll just tell you right now, we could take that any time between now and crew sleep, so let us know when you want to do it, and we'll be ready for that.
Jessica copies, and she will tell you when. And thank you, I understand common charge for the vacuum dryback. Thanks.
Copy. And for the UTS backup Yetive swap, let me clarify. We prefer to do that as late as possible, so whenever the most convenient late as possible point is for you guys, just let us know.
Okay, most convenient as late as possible. Houston Station on 2 for your day slot.
Good afternoon, Jessica. We are go for you to perform that swap.
Good afternoon, Anthony. I am ready for the swap. We have all voided as much as possible, and I'll get it in work.
We appreciate the team effort there, and so, yeah, if this is the last good convenient time for today, we will take it, so you are go.
All right, thank you. In Houston Station, I forgot to mention it is Yetive 1514.
Copy, 1514. We are happy with that Yetive.
Houston Station on 2 for Yetive.
Go ahead on 2.
Anthony, the urine transfer hose with no tape to back up Yetive is connected to the Pedasha Devonia on 1514. It's complete, and we thank you for your support.
Copy all. Thank you for your support. What a wonderful way to end the day.
So good. Got to avoid the void. Thank you.